Is implemented on the new 5.5 for user interface in the Also, in 2008, over at ITRA.com, Mark Shuttleworth, the CEO of Tenago, which is the company behind Ubuntu, says that Ubuntu will switch to System D. This news comes on the heels of Debian announcing that it's switching to System D. Now, Ubuntu is based off of Debian, so in my view, this kind of makes sense that Debian is going to use System D as its default for system initialization stuff. It makes sense that Ubuntu would do so as well, just so that there is some kind of review. I said this, I pretty much covered this on the last episode of the blog. You know, it makes sense to do things like that where we've only got one or two relatively popular choices, maybe even just one default choice because it's the best one. You know, you're obviously everyone's going to get something different, particularly if it's open source. But, you know, this is one of those things where I think this is a good thing. But, you know, System D is not actually a Debian software. It was originally developed by Red Hat as part of their initialization system. So it's kind of nice that, you know, we're starting to have a couple of the top level distributions that a lot of other distributions are based off of kind of congealing to a standard, if you will. So we'll be seeing, monitoring this and seeing how it goes. From EFY Times, there's a humorous story. I thought I would include this, I just thought it was cool. 25 mythical and humorous facts about Linux creator Linus Torvalds. Some of the humorous facts and or mythical, if you will, facts are pretty interesting. So as a child, his initial words were syscalls. His DNA is in binary. His first written program of artificial intelligence. I mean, this is like the world's most interesting man. I think if any of you have seen, particularly here in the US, any of you have seen the beard commercial, the boss like is the world's most interesting man. And this is kind of over on those lines. Really, I thought it was just right. Definitely check out the 25 mythical and humorous facts about Linus Torvalds. I thought it was a pretty interesting view. From the register, tagging teasing continues as new members join, but none close devices. Tagging, we've reported on this, it's kind of a long-running, when is this thing actually going to become available type of deal. The mobile operating system driven by the Linux Foundation has added 15 new members, including Chinese smartphone maker ZTE, and Japanese operator SoftBank Mobile. Other major names now on board include Chinese search giant Baidu and U.S. operator Sprint, bought last year by SoftBank. The remainder of the 15 compromised mainly mobile game and software developers. Nobody, again, like I said, nobody actually pledged the release date of the policy, so I find it interesting that, you know, all these companies are joining the Linux Foundation and Tizen in particular. So I'll be keeping an eye out on that just to see what comes of it. Because you never know. So from BNAmericas.com, Argentina has been Venezuela are cooperating on open source software. Argentina and Venezuela have started working together on the development of open source software. According to Venezuela's ICT ministry, the development teams of Argentina's Uraya and Venezuela's Lima, the new Linux operating systems have met and will continue working to exchange their knowledge and experiences for the development of their system. It's pretty cool. It's one of those things where, you know, in a short term, we probably won't see much, but it's certainly good in the longer term. That will do it for this edition of Linux News Hour. Everything we talked about is going to put a link up in the show notes. Feel free to visit us online over at quickset.com where you can also find the show notes. And with that, we'll see all of you on the next episode.